I don't know what you've heard about G, but he's with the sweet spot 1-3. He loves some red dirt and some Jordan's beef. He's the afternoon J-U-B. I don't know what you've heard about G, but he's with the sweet spot 1-3. He loves fajitas and some UNT. He's the afternoon J-U-B.
That's right, 2:38 here on the Sweet Spots, and that means one thing and one thing only. We need to say hello to a Texas Radio Hall of Famer, one-third of the Courage Boys in the Morning, and it's our good friend George Dunham, who's brought to you by
Globe Life.
Yeah,
whoa,
Georgie.
Girl.
Okay.
Let's go.
Sweet Spot.
Happy Election Day in Texas, George.
Yes, happy Election Day.
Don't mess that one up.
Exactly.
Yeah, you don't want to miss that.
We celebrate that one every day.
By the way, really enjoyed the ads you guys unearthed at 8:40 this morning. That was enlightening to say the
least. Yeah, I hadn't heard those until just this morning.
No.
Hadn't heard of those candidates. Maybe I might vote for them today.
And speaking of that, I early voted last week. And ever since you brought it up, I think 2-3 weeks back when you went to a city council meeting, and you had an issue with the plumbing at Bartonville store. You made the threat of actually running for office. When I was looking at the sea of signs in front of the polling place, I just kept thinking of, what if I saw a Dunham?
The Dunham zone.
What kind of sign would Georgie roll out?
I like the one that the P1 put in on X or Twitter of me in a cowboy hat with my guitar, you know, strapped over, you know, on my back.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, have a picture of me with a sport coat and all that. You know, I actually did give it some thought because a couple of people asked me if I would run and represent not only what their cause is, but just, you know, because I've lived in this town for a while. And I thought about it and I really gave it some thought. And then I was just overwhelmed with, man, I don't know the first thing about being on a city council in this case, a town council. And when questions of zoning come up, I don't know. So, yeah, God bless the people that do serve and do run for office. And I think there's a lot of good people that do run, and they run for noble reasons, like, hey, I'm going to try to be fair. I'm going to try to represent as many people as I can, you know, in our town or district or whatever it is. I really hope that people still run on that, you know, just that, hey, I want to do something. This is my way to serve. I'm not going to join the military, but I'm going to serve my community, or I'm going to serve my state or whatever. But man, I don't know.
You'd let the power go to your head.
Yeah, probably. And maybe that's what happens to politicians, but I just, and I haven't done like a deep dive, but seriously, and I've known a few state representatives, and I've known a few town council members in different towns or mayors that I've lived in, where I think they're exactly that. They're trying to do the best they can for the people of their community, whatever that is. But I wish better people would run.
See, that's why we need you, George.
Yeah, I don't know. The other part of it was I was like, man, I am not qualified for this.
That doesn't matter anymore.
I am a talk show host who has a bunch of lukewarm opinions and uninformed opinions.
Listen, an AM talk host was the vice president of this United States, right?
Well, a president.
Well,
I guess.
But I'm saying Mike Pence was a talk show host.
Okay, that's true. I was thinking of Ronald Reagan. He started
there you go.
In radio, didn't he? Yeah.
Yeah. And you have a movie career.
Yeah.
So why not?
Right. Well, and you know what? That's what we should have. We should have people that are from all different walks of life and occupations, and I guess we do, in Congress, instead of just lifetime politicians, you know? And I think, can we agree on both sides that there should be term limits where you can't just become a congressman at 28 and 78, you're still up there, you know, flapping your gums about something. I mean, serve your time for about, I don't know, 10 years, if you want to say 12 years, and then move on with it. It's just, it's too bad. And we've said this several times, your local politics, what's going on in your town and your district really is the most important thing. We all get worked up about what's on, you know, national news about this policy or that policy. But man, your local policy and your state policy is really the most important thing to your everyday life.
It is. And I'm just curious what Jeb's platform would be. Let's just back it up like maybe a couple of years and you get the seed planted that you want to run for office. Like, what's on the Jeb platform?
Well, okay, the city would get a mascot.
Okay.
And it would be one that would just spread cheer and laughs, and he would, you know, not scare kids. I think that's important.
Okay.
We need a mascot to represent just goodwill of the town. And then
every city should have a mascot.
We would have hot dog day at least once a month, and we would have frozen awesome day at least once a month, and it could be non-alcoholic too for the kids.
Sure.
And yeah, outside of that, man, I don't have much.
I think you need the frozen awesome day like once a week at least. You well, got my vote.
See?
Your sign.
I've got some interest there.
Your sign just needs to say J-U-B. Like, people would remember the Jub sign. Yeah. Like, outside the polling place, like, damn it, I need to vote for that guy. Yeah.
Yeah, there's no competition.
You already have
the problem
song.
Is I had the idea to run, and people asked me to run like a day before the deadline. So I had like 24 hours to make the decision. And I'll say this, whether you run for town council or if you're going to run for mayor or whatever it is, man, I can see why some people just don't do it. I can see why Mark Cuban there's people trying to get him to run for something and maybe at the most high profile position, run for president. And I think his family just told him, man, do not do that. You don't want the scrutiny. You don't want the microscope. And that's kind of too bad, isn't it? And that's what I was talking about, that people who are really qualified for this. Like, I voted for Roger Staubach for president a couple of elections ago.
Okay.
And it was just because I didn't think the candidates that were presented were that great. And I thought Roger would be. I wish Roger would have run. I don't know if you guys have seen the Football Life on Roger, but they talk about that, and there's, you know, there's politicians, there's all sorts of, like, his former teammates at Navy say, man, I wish Roger would have run. He represents what America should be. And I think Roger went through some of that, like, man, I want no part of that whole thing. I don't know if I would even make a difference, and I don't know if I would, make it through all the scrutiny that you have to deal with, and you know that you're going to make, are we to the point now, no matter what you do, you're going to make either half your community, half your state, or half your country mad?
Yeah, no question. Mm-hmm. Would you want Danny
that's just
White?
Too bad.
Would you want Danny White to be his running mate no matter what?
Could you imagine?
12 and
11. If that was the ticket of Staubach and White. Oh my gosh.
Which Cowboys backup quarterback would be his worst running mate? Would it be, who's the dude that sucker punched him back in the day?
Clint, Clint Longley. Or
I don't think a Longley ticket would go very far.
Clint Sterner.
The Arkansas great?
Ryan Leaf, maybe?
Dude.
He was a backup for Ryan Leaf.
We had so many spare quarterbacks there for a little while after Aikman.
Boy, that is the truth. If you went early aughts to, I guess when Romo took over, which was, 2006 when he took over for Bledsoe,
yeah. And Bledsoe was from stabilizing
Aikman
factor.
To Romo was just what a mess of Cowboy quarterbacks that was.
And Chutch.
All the high draft picks they had, and they didn't spend one on a quarterback. They're just like, these guys suck. And they got so – Romo was a miracle, like Jerry said.
Romo was a miracle.
They got lucky.
He indeed was a miracle.
And you brought up mascots. Did you hear the heated argument Sean and I had yesterday? About the,
I missed it.
So we're going to be in spring training next week, and we're going to go to a Phoenix Suns game. And Sean, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, yes, I did hear this about the gorilla.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure I know what side you fall on with the gorilla. That gorilla has always creeped me out. Like I can see that. It wouldn't surprise me if he's on the Epstein list or something.
What?
There's something about his look. He's just scary looking.
Okay.
He's creepy. But, like, when I was a kid, I was creeped out by that weird gorilla thing.
He looks like an extra from Planet of the Apes.
And he's...
I'll give you that.
Okay, but some of his bits, repelling from the ceiling, that's pretty good. Did he also aisle surf, like go down the aisle on a... some sort of
about his
like
luck,
board.
Scooter or knee board or something. He's got funny bits. I think if you go to a Suns game and you watch the gorilla do his magic. Oh, and
is he different than
Mavs
Man?
Dunks, too.
Because I know, yeah, Mavs Man does that, and Mavs Man kind
of
sucks.
Mavs Man should have never have happened. What a disaster of a mascot Mavs Man is. You talk about scaring kids.
Yeah.
The gorilla's scarier than Mavs Man. By a little bit. By a little bit. I'm not saying by much. It's the same category.
Somehow it's worse now. Mavs Man has regressed, if that's even possible.
Yeah. They tried to change his... He looks like a Power Ranger or something. Like, you can have... Like, Gritty kind of has a creepiness to him. Like, there's some weird sexual undertones to Gritty, but it's funny. Yeah. The gorilla just... It gives me the ick. I don't like the gorilla.
Is it the whole Planet of the Apes thing?
Yeah,
that,
I don't know.
Like,
like his face,
because that show show flipped me out as a kid. Did you guys ever watch Planet of the Apes? Like the 70s series. There's been a redo, obviously, and those were pretty creepy too. But man, you go watch the old Planet of the Apes. Charlton Heston, right? He was in that.
Yeah, and the makeup, like the top half of their face just doesn't move, and you only see the jaw moving. That always threw.
Yeah,
me
and then they kind of make their nose move, you know, when they're contemplating something.
Right.
It's really creepy.
And you never see them sneeze.
It's nothing like Lancelot Link. Now, that was a monkey show there. That was incredible.
A monkey show.
You guys have probably never seen it, have you?
No, I haven't seen.
Look up Lancelot Link on YouTube, and you will have to laugh out loud several times.
Okay. It's an actual monkey.
It's a chimp.
Yeah. And they would give them peanut butter in their mouth or something, so they would talk to one another. And
he's doing like movie lines and stuff.
They did some, they had a band.
What'd he play?
I remember Lancelot was the singer. He may have played guitar.
Okay.
And a lot of times they'd wear Beatle wigs.
Ran from 1970 to 1972.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I watched a bunch as a kid, and I thought it was just amazing.
The chimp's name was Tonga.
Yeah, that was amazing television. Lancelot Link. And about mascots, and yeah, I don't know if I'd have a mascot if I actually did run for town council or something like that. But we do need a mascot overhaul in this Metroplex. We need to get together as a... have a sports commission that just fires everybody and starts over.
Can you just fix the ones we have now?
Everybody.
Like could you make Champ
all
or,
the pro sports?
Like Rowdy. Like if Rowdy actually had interesting and funny odd bits, could he be saved? Like if he's out there doing stuff
not
like
in that
Blue.
Costume.
Like what if
you
he
can't
was,
save
what if
yeah,
he was,
like
humping
the
upright? Like wouldn't that be funny?
Okay. Yeah, maybe if you would have to redo his costume, you know, give him a huge belly like Blue but I just think that face ruins everything. That's just so not funny. he needs to be a horse or a cow or something. And yeah, and Captain and Champ, I think you guys underrate them. I think they're okay.
I like Champ.
Have to fire them. We don't have to fire everybody.
I like Victor. Victor's my
and Victor.
My
yeah,
Victor's
Green's
weird.
Fine.
Yeah,
yeah. Victor E. Green is fine.
He like you said. He also has like sexual undertones too.
Yeah, he'll go streaking in the plaza and stuff. Just take his shirt off, and he doesn't have any. You can just kind of imply that something is there. He's not as sexual as Gritty. Gritty will like chase females around, which is a little weird. But he's a mascot, so he can get away with it.
I think Victor gets a little too close to the ice girls. If
it's a mascot.
I've
he's
noticed
a mascot.
That sometimes.
You can do that.
He's a green-blooded American alien.
You do whatever the ice girls if you're
just a little.
You can't actually act on
too
it.
Close.
Well, I don't know if we.
I do think it's great
out.
That y'all are going to spring training though. And
oh yeah.
I think I told you this last year. I hope you go to a Reds game.
We've been to a wrestling.
Yeah, at Goodyear. Last year.
Oh, so you did see Harry Canary.
I don't think we saw Harry that night, but that's the night Kyrie tore his knee up. Yeah. So I don't think we'll be returning. Oh,
that's all we really remember about Goodyear.
Oh, we'll try to make it to a middle innings section of a Reds game so you can see Harry Canary.
Okay.
Good deal. All right, George. Well, we'll talk to you next week. And
it sounds like I'm going to... Okay, guys. Yeah, hope you see Harry Canary.
We'll Harry Canary for you.
I hope you win your election, George.
Okay. Thanks, guys. Thanks for the visit.
All right, we'll talk to you next week, George. We'll be in Arizona next week. We'll see you.
Heck yeah, let's go.
Let's do it.